Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The fact that drivers are losing 5% of every fare. The fact that the GPS, which is not navigational, it is simply being used for tracking. This is absolutely unacceptable.
We made an agreement. Virtually all of the taxi cab owners are complying with it. A handful of people that don't want to have something for nothing. I'm sorry, that's not the real world.
Mayor Bloomberg, preceded by Taxi Workers Alliance leader Bhairavi Desai, and the taxi strike is officially on in New York City right now over the issue of tracking devices, TV monitors, and credit card machines the city wants to require in all cabs. Special rules are in effect right now for how many passengers and what kinds of fares are allowed this morning, but those rules may not last long if the strike fizzles, and that could happen. We will talk about the issues and try to gauge how it is going with Daily News transit reporter Pete Donahue now and leader of the Taxi Workers Alliance, Biju Mathew, who works under Bhairavi Desai. Welcome back, both of you, to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pete, you first. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I am seeing cabs out there. It seems to be some impact, but there are cabs, and it's really hard to gauge how many are out. I've heard some estimates on both ends of the spectrum, but there are cabs. I've seen people outside Grand Central waiting between 3 and 15 minutes for on the cab line, and then I walked around the corner and hailed one, no problem. That said, there are fewer cabs on the street.
Biju, what are you seeing out there?
It's around a 90% strike. We had scouts out at every bridge entrance into the city. We had scouts out at all the Long Island City garages. And from every single indication that we have, it's more than a 90% strike at this point.
How could it be more than a 90% strike if Pete's having no trouble hailing a cab around Grand Central?
I think what we really need to look at is to look at the JFK lot, the LaGuardia lots. They are absolutely empty. And during rush hour, the lines in and around Penn Station and Port Authority were quite long. The mayor's contingency plan of putting 3 people in a taxi cab has, of course, helped passengers, and that's good because we never intended to cause. Our aim is not to discomfiture passengers.
Pete, are you getting any report from the airports?
We heard that it's lighter and the lines are picking up. I mean, that said, I mean, some of those arrivals don't start coming till after nine o'clock. I don't it's hard to dispute, but I don't think it's as widespread as Biju is saying there.
And we will open up the phones right now to our listeners for any stories that you have of trying to get a taxi today. If this is something you do on a regular basis, is it any different from usual for you? Taxi drivers can call in too at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Biju, on some of the issues, the mayor says the deal about tracking systems and credit card machines and TV monitors was part of an agreement already struck for fare hikes, which have already taken effect and which the drivers are presumably benefiting from. So he says it's not like the drivers are just having money deducted. I know the credit card machines will require a 5% charge. The bite that the credit card companies take apparently will come out of the drivers' pockets. But what's your response with respect to this fare hike that was part of the deal for this?
I think the best way to resolve that issue is to look at the public transcript of the Taxi and Limousine Commission hearing of that fare increase in March 2004. The public transcript will clearly indicate that the Taxi Workers Alliance consistently, there were 5 people from the Taxi Workers Alliance who testified. We consistently said we are the only driver group to testify, and we consistently said that this technology was not on, that it needs to be considered, it needs to be negotiated through. So the mayor is not speaking the plain truth when he says that there was an agreement.
Pete, can you fact check that as a reporter?
Yeah, I think the mayor is misspeaking there. I mean, the TLC said that when they were going to raise the fares, that they were promising all these goodies for cab riders and all these technologies.
So the TLC may have indeed said that, but to claim that there was an agreement is absolutely untrue.
Right. There's no contract. There's no contract between the city and the workers. The workers never ratified anything. So he is correct in that.
And Pete, what's your
And to the extent that we consistently positioned ourselves the way we did, I think it's unfair to claim that there was an agreement of any sort.
Right,
and Peter's backing you up on that. The most important point to remember there is that drivers were getting a wage raise after 8 years. Which other workforce in this country goes through 8 years without a wage raise?
Biju, what's the biggest impact you can expect from even a strong showing in a two-day strike? 2 days and it's done. How does this actually exert any leverage over the mayor or the TLC?
Well, 2 days may just be the beginning.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that this is just a call that we put out to the mayor. For some reason, the mayor and the Taxi and Limousine Commission seem to believe that the Taxi Workers Alliance is not representative of the taxi drivers in New York City. We've effectively put an end to that claim with a strike today. All the other so-called driver groups that were floated out by the city are, at this point, there shouldn't be much debate left on that issue. And so this is just a call that we put out to the mayor saying, here is a real issue. We've been talking about this for 3 years. You've consistently not listened to it. And we have been forced into this position. And here is a chance to start listening to it and start negotiating. We continue to mobilize around the issue.
Continue to mobilize around the issue. Does that mean another strike threat after these 2 days?
It could very well mean that. I'm not committing to a specific form of action, but there could be several possible forms of actions, several possible forms of disruption of normal life.
Pete Donahue from the Daily News. Let me get your reporter's take on the status of these competing taxi worker leaders, the Biju Mathew and Bhairavi Desai group, represented by Biju here today, is one. The Fernando Mateo group is another, and he's opposing the strike and saying, if you want privacy, don't be a cab driver. I don't know what kind of labor leader says that to his own workers, but who represents who in real life?
Well, I think the Taxi Workers Alliance is an established group, and they've shown that they can mobilize taxi workers, and as they have, they did an effective strike back in terms of turning people out or having people not drive under the Giuliani administration. Fernando, his group historically, he has claimed, was mostly livery drivers. It's hard to prove how many folks he's really speaking for. I mean, it should be pointed out that Fernando is wears many hats and has several types of organizations like this that he speaks for, and he's been a very big Republican supporter. So I think some people look at Fernando and his group with a bit more skepticism as far as how many people they really represent.
And Biju, since I'm sure you'll agree with that, I'm going to go to a caller. This is Alvin, a cab owner and driver, calling from 51st and Lex. Hi, Alvin.
Yes, I just want to say that I'm an owner-driver, and I have to put the system in the car. If anything is unfair, it's unfair to most of us, because we have to pay anywhere from $1,700 to $2,000 for the system. We have to pay for the installation of the system, and we got to pay for the airtime of the system. And they, meaning the meter shop people who's really accountable for all of this, they keep 70% of the income of the so-called advertising that's going to go on the back of the screen.
Right, that's the TV monitor. So, Alvin, you own your own medallion. You don't lease from a garage, but these rules apply to you, too.
Yes. So all it applies to us mainly economically more than the drivers who are protesting, because they're protesting about things that really don't exist. Because I had a credit card system for about 3 or 4 years, and we always had GPS on that. You have to go online for that. And you go online mainly if you got a problem. Nobody's going to go online watching drivers run up and down the street for no reason at all, because they even charge you for going online to track a driver. Nothing is free. Everything is going to cost.
Alvin, thank you for calling, and good luck out there.
And remember, I think what needs to be added to Alvin's comment there is that drivers get absolutely nothing out of the system, but they pay for it in the end.
We're going to go live right now to an update on the strike. Both of you stay with us. This is the leader of your group, Biju Bhairavi Desai. She's making a statement right now. Let's listen.
There's over 60 to 70 hours of labor without any real compensation. And yet the priority of the TLC has been a useless technology, which is all about making money for four companies, one of them, which is the president of the Garages Association. We have recognized that for years, And we have said consistently to every New Yorker that on September 5th, the overwhelming majority of taxi drivers will be on strike. We have been the people preparing New Yorkers while City Hall has tried to say, to downplay the numbers. But we know today that the truth is drivers have stood up in unity, have stood up for themselves, and have demanded dignity on the job, and have said, we will fight back. We will be silenced no more. For 3 years, we have tried to get this issue resolved through every political means, and we will shut down. Well, today is our answer to every lie, every misrepresentation, every mistruth that has come out of the TLC's mouth in all of these 3 years and in all of the 30 years that they've been in existence.
All right, Bhairavi Desai speaking. I think she's in Midtown. She's out on the street somewhere in Manhattan right now, and she may sound like she's 12 years old, but she is a real serious grown-up, obviously a labor leader in New York City. Bijou, where is she? Do you know?
She's at Weston and 64th. The strike headquarters is at the Transport Workers Union Local 100 office.
Pete Donahue from the Daily News. You know, the caller, the cab driver Alvin, who called in a minute ago, mentioned the TV monitors blaring commercials. I read also in Juan Gonzalez's column in the news today that these TV monitors that were told are for the convenience of the riders in some way would actually have constant blaring commercials that somebody's making money on. What's the deal with the monitors?
Well, the monitors, I mean, it's up to the passenger if they want to listen, you know, listen to it or not.
Oh, it is. They can turn it on or off.
Yeah, you can turn it on and off. You don't have to listen to it at all. You can just watch the map and see where your cab is progressing. It's not, none of it is 100% advertising. There's a formula about different types of content that are allowed on it. So I'd be surprised if anyone's listening to it 24/7. But that said, you know, cabbies will have to hear it during the day.
The cabbies will have to hear it during the day.
And that becomes part of their working conditions.
Yes.
Can you imagine having to listen to it? Another driver, I mean, testified very ably a couple of days ago to the heating up of the seat of the driver because of the TV monitors right behind her.
Uh-huh.
She said it's her expression was perfect. She said it's like sitting on top of a TV monitor in a small room for 12 hours.
Listen, I know from having taken enough taxis and knowing enough cab drivers that one of the ways that you guys survive these long shifts, boring work in many cases, is to be able to listen to the radio. Hi, everybody who's listening right now, and listen to music of your choice, and to have this audio blaring as part of enforced working conditions. Well, that's really gotta not be fun for you guys.
Absolutely. And, you know, oftentimes, while what Pete said is true, that the passenger has the choice of switching it off, oftentimes there are passengers who actually struggle with that and are screaming at the driver, saying, can you switch this off? And the passenger and the driver cannot. He has no control over it.
What, a little volume control? The passengers can't work?
The passenger can both cut the volume as well as switch the whole thing off.
That's so hard?
If they want to.
Yeah.
But the driver has absolutely no control, and if a passenger insists that he do it, it ends up in a fight. I've at least heard that from around five drivers.
Michael in the East Village. What are you seeing?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Michael. What are you seeing out there?
Haven't spoken with you in a long time.
Glad you called.
Yeah, I live on Houston Street, along East Houston Street. And it's just one of the benefits of a strike like this is it cuts the traffic tremendously. With a lineup of about two dozen cars, usually you'd have about a third of them being taxis, or a quarter of them, now maybe one.
So you're seeing many fewer taxis, indies replacing them to some degree, but many fewer cars in the Lower East Side area. All right, report from the scene. We're just about out of time, but Pete Donahue from the Daily News, let me just, for our listeners' sake, get the quick rules. There is some kind of special rules in effect now. Cabbies can pick up to three passengers, not just one, per fare, and also there is zone fares rather than meter fares. Is this a good deal or a bad deal for riders to certain locations?
It depends. I mean, it depends if you're going on a long trip or a short trip. They weren't enforcing it too much at Grand Central. It seemed to be if you wanted to ride by yourself, they would let you. But yeah, it's $10 to go within a zone, and then $5 to cross into any additional zone that you go into.
Is it cheaper to get to the airport?
The airport, it's a flat rate from Kennedy of $45, and if you're willing to share a ride, it's $30 today. So you can save some money from the airports.
Quick, go to the airport. Okay, and they'll take this out of effect if they determine that the strike is not having sufficient impact. Is there a time of day that they're going to make that determination?
No, there's been no formal word from City Hall at all, but they said they would ramp it up or scale it back depending on what they saw.
Bijou, a last word real quick?
Absolutely. The last word is very simple. I think the Taxi and Limousine Commission and the mayor's office, having started out saying that it's going to be a handful of drivers who are going to go on strike, should actually sit up and take notice that there are much, much more than a handful of drivers, that a large majority of drivers are off the road. And simply put, their demand is very clear. Sit down, negotiate. Let's talk this through in terms of what is the benefit for the driver and what and who ends up paying for it.
And there are no negotiations taking place right now?
No, not at all.
Bijou Matthew from the Taxi Workers Alliance, Pete Donahue, transit reporter for the Daily News. Thank you both very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC coming up in a minute. Day zero of the Fred Thompson campaign and his interesting little scheme for upstaging the other Republican hopefuls who'll be debating tonight. Stay with us.